friends. This year should be a special schutz from Rosh Hannah Miriam Baschana, the Baracha Batzlacha B'chom HaZeyadea, and Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, and Yechagitl Bas Baruch Lester, Baracha Batzlacha B'chom HaZeyadea. The Rambam opens up his Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka with the Pasuk, Oz Lo Evoshi B'habiti Al Kol Mitzvosecha. Then I will not be embarrassed when I look at all of your mitzvahs. To Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yotes Vav. So we have to understand what's the reason the Rambam chose specifically this Pasuk. It says a nice Pasuk about all the mitzvahs, but what's this Pasuk Shayach to Mishneh Torah? To the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka? The Lubavitcher Rebbe in a Sicha given in Mevarach and HaChodesh Adar Shabbos Parshas Kedoshim in Tavshin Mem Dalet explained as follows, that in a number of Kisvei Yads and a number of prints of the Rambam, there's also the Pasuk of B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. So that we understand, since the Rambam is telling us that it's not the Sefer wasn't written B'Oifin Shal Koichi V'Otzim Yodi Asli as a Sefer Hazeh Chas V'Shalom, that it's my own power. Rather, it's written by Koyach Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. We understand why he writes that Pasuk, B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. It's not his own power, it's the power of God. The Pelas and those Ksusveyah that don't have this Pasuk. However, the Benogel, the Psicha, the Pasuk of Zlo Hivosh, B'Abiti Al Kol Mitzvosecha, we have to understand what's the Shaychus of this Pasuk to the chibur of the Rambam, of the Yad HaChazaka. After this opening, the Rambam continues and he says, "Kol mitzvah shenitnu lo l'Moshe b'sinei b'ferusha nitnu." All mitzvahs were given with their explanation. Shenamar v'etna l'chaz luchos ha'evin v'atorah v'mitzvah torah zu torah shebichsav v'mitzvah zu perusha u'mitzvah zu enigriz torah shebal peh. So we have torah, torah shebichsav. We have the perish of torah shebichsav mitzvah, and this mitzvah that's torah shebal peh because that's the perish of torah shebichsav. So we know the Rambam is very medayik. So we understand that at the beginning of his Akdama, the Rambam is writing something klali benogel the klalus chibura. So we have to understand what's this kesher miyuchad of amitzah zu perusho to the chibur of the Rambam. First, the explanation of the pasuk az lo evosh b'habiti al kol mitzvosecha. In the Akdama, the Rambam writes the reason for his toil and effort in writing the Sefer Mishneh Torah. Ubizman hazeh takfu atzaretz v'chulei l'fika chosim ha'perushim v'alachas v'atshuvas shechibur ha'gaonim eskashu b'yameinu v'yameiv v'nyaneim koroi alat v'mizbar v'intzarech lomar gemara atzma ha'bablus v'ayrishamus v'sifra v'sifri v'tosefta shem tzrichim de'er rechavu b'nei zeh na'arti chitzonai shinasti mosni ani Moshe ben Maimon asfaradi v'neshanti al atzur baruchu v'binoisi v'chol elu asfarim v'raisi l'chaber rab dvarim ha-mizbarim mikolaisim ha-chiburim v'loshen brurim v'derach k'tzara k'desh lo yedem sarach l'chibur echad bo acher bo elu eli yehei chibur zem akabitz l'tari shebal peh kula im ha-takonos v'amenhogos v'agzeros shenasu v'mos Moshe Rabbeinu rad chibur ha-gemara v'figach karasi shem chibur zem mishneh Torah l'fi she'adam kori v'tari shebuchsav t'chila v'achya kori b'zev v'yodem imenu tari shebal peh kula. So the Rambam explains that, you know, I wrote this Sefer because there were so many tzaras and it's hard to remember all the Torah. And there's so many Gemaras, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Safra, Sifri, Tosefta. And they need a Deir Rechava. And therefore I girded my loins, me, Moshe ben Maimon, the Sfaradi. And I relied on God and I looked in all these Sfarim and I decided to write a Sefer that will succinctly summarize everything that's written in all this farm before. This is supposed to be a synopsis of Kol Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why I called it Mishneh Torah. You read Torah Shebichsav, you read this, and you have it all in your pocket. And that's also this parish of Yad HaChazaka, Israel. The Sefer of the Rambam is like the Yad HaChazaka that Moshe, the first Moshe did, Leinei Kol Yisrael, like the famous saying, Mi Moshe Ad Moshe Lo Kam Ki Moshe. Shara Gedolim Lachida, Erech where Moshe gone. That from Moshe to Moshe there was no one like Moshe. From Moshe Rabbeinu to the Rambam there was no one like either of them. So that's what it means. It's Yad HaChazaka Asher Asa Moshe. That's the Sefer, Mishneh Torah, Yad HaChazaka to Moshe. So where does the Rambam take this broadness, this bright kite? So many Gedolei Yisrael wrote Chibur and Perushim al Torah, but nobody called the Sefer Mishneh Torah. So where does the Rambam take this bright kite to equate his book to Torah Shebichsav? You read Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav first, and then you read this and you know it all. It's known that a lot of Gedolei Yisrael made a big noise, Zmano Shel Rambam, against this Chibur. They thought it would cause people to learn less, but before there was more, a lot more learning because of the Rambam. But where did he get this bright kite from, this broadness, to say this is Mishneh Torah? So in order to answer this, the Rambam opens up with the Pasuk, Az lo evosh v'abiti al kol mitzvasecha. Then when you have to approach the writing of this Sefer that's supposed to be Mishneh Torah, l'chora, he has to have busha. Who is he? How could he approach this Sefer? And therefore the Pasuk says, no, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Az lo evosh, I won't be embarrassed. Be'abiti al kol mitzvasecha. Since the Metzias is that he had this inyan of Habiti HaKol Mitzvasecha, he looked at all the mitzvahs in the Torah, he has to write such a sefer in order to be Mezak all Yisrael, that all the dinim should be Gluyim L'Katan L'Gadol, like he writes, and he has no other choice. If he doesn't do it, so he's being Monea Bar, he's holding back this wheat from people, this Torah, and that's against V'Haftal Recha Kamocha. And it's against Lifnei Iver. Now there's a stumbling block. Now people are not going to know a lot of the Torah if he doesn't write this. This is Hefech Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to write it. And he's Medayik Bebiti Al Kol Mitzvasecha. He was Mizbon and he was Mevar the Halachas of all the mitzvahs. He didn't leave out one mitzvah, since the whole Torah is Torah Achas. So if he leaves out one mitzvah, he's leaving out everything. And therefore he says Bebiti Al Kol Mitzvasecha. And there's not a stira to the union of Anav and Bittul. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vish Moshe Anav Me'oid Mikol Adam Mishol Pnei Adama. Since Moshe Emes V'Sei Rasa Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu knew his Milas. He knew Moshe Kibbal Torah Misinai. So if a Pashit Yid understands what it means Moshe Kibbal Torah Misinai, certainly Moshe understands it. And nevertheless, it's not a stira to Anava, like the Admor Zaken explains, the Alter Rebbe, that the Anava of Moshe Rabbeinu is because of his Cheshbon. That if they would give his kochas to somebody else, that person would have reached a much higher madrega. And therefore, together with the union of Bittul and Anava, Anav, Ma'id, Mikol Adam, Mishor Pnei Adama, Moshe Rabbeinu also had a lot of strength. To the extent that when a big Rosh Yeshiva like Korach came, with 250 Rosh Yeshivas, Rosh Yisanadros, to ask on Moshe Rabbeinu, so even though he couldn't prove b'seichel that he was right, not only wasn't he Mevatel Daito Adarabba, he said, Boker, V'yoda Hashem, we're going to find out. Because he heard from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He understood where the Emes was. Like we find in numerous places. This Inyan of Shasik Rav, Beit Avav Sof Amar Aleph. And so in Chassidus, in numerous places, explain that even though he couldn't explain it, Al Pisech of Svara, nevertheless, he wasn't Mevatel his Das. He was sure that that's the halacha, and taka that remained the halacha. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was sure he was right, so he didn't back down. So now we understand, but I'll get to the Rambam, the second Moshe, about Mishneh Torah, together with this feeling of bittul, when he knows it's not kochu v'otzim yadi, koch shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shem kel Hashem kel olam. He continues, v'nishanti al atzur baruch Hu. I relied on Hashem. And he concludes, Sefer Amada baruch rechmana desayan. He knew his maila, that he learned kol haTorah kula, and he was mevara kol dinei Torah. from all the Perushim from Rabbeinu HaKadosh until now, until his time. So he has to write Mishneh Torah, but he knows it's all with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why does he have to quote unquote brag about his chibur that encompasses everything? The answer is, it's not about him, Chas V'Shalom. It's about the Torah. Torah is Hashem. So if he doesn't appreciate what he did, he's not appreciating the Torah. And that's why he writes, since the Metzias by the Rambam is Habiti al Kol Mitzvosecha, he looked at all the mitzvahs, he encompassed the whole Torah. Therefore, Loibosh, I'm not embarrassed, because I'm chayv to write this Alpidin Torah. And it's even sweeter based on the diuk, Habiti al Kol Mitzvosecha, Dafka, Belo Sarascha. The chilik bein Torah, the mitzvahs, is that the Metzias of Torah is even b'fnei atzma, without the Metzias of a person. Mitzvahs are only when there's a person who's able to mekayim these mitzvahs. Look in the Likutei Sichas in Chelik Tes, page 65. And the Indian is that Torah is l'mala m'metzius ha'olam, like Chazal said, that 2,000 years Torah preceded the world. Medrash Tehillim, Tzadi Gimel, Bereishis Rabbah, Peches Beis, Tanchuma Ve'yeshev Dalet. And even after it came down to earth, the Pasuk says, Hello Kol Dvar Ke'esh, Nefer Divrei Torah Na Makabel Tuma. Rama Paskins, a Baal Keri, can read the Torah even without Tevila. Because she'ain divrei Torah makablam tumah el omdim tarasim leolam shenemar kol dvari keish kun num Hashem ha'esh ena makabelas tumah divrei Torah makablam tumah. So divrei Torah is above this world. Divrei Torah is so pure. The union of mitzvahs is only when you have a person who's mekayim the mitzvahs. The mitzias of tefillin is only somebody who can be put on the tefillin. He has to put it on before all. There has to be a concrete tefillin and a concrete person. And therefore the Rambam opened up with the pasuk of Avlo Azlo Evosh Babiti Al Kol Mitzvosecha. The chibur of the Rambam is halachas and the tachlis, that all the Jewish people should know all the halachas in the Torah to know what to do. So he's not mevara inyan haTorah. Varian mitzvahs before what to do. It's not abstractions, it's very concrete. And since the whole union of mitzvahs is connected to the mitzvahs of a Jew, there can't be a mitzvahs of mitzvah without a person. Therefore, loy vosh, I'm not going to be embarrassed. Since the whole mitzvahs of mitzvahs is only if man understands them, comprehends them, perceives them. Therefore, chibur b'tar osik b'beir repirte and yani mitzvahs has to be ade pulasu shel Yehudi. A Jew has to do it. He has to write this sefer to tell us all the pratim of the mitzvahs. So Baruch Hashem, we have some insight into this pasuk the Rambam brings, and there's a lot more to say, and I hope we get to it in the future, Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sviyas, and asfalah.